Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and for those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli patriot who's been doing investigating, reporting, and keeping trying to inform the Israeli people for 30 years about the corruption at every level of their government, including the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin by the Shabbat, which would be the counterpart to the Secret Service here in the United States. And unfortunately, because of threats on Barry's life, he was forced to move to the United States. But in many ways, their loss is our gain, because we like to have Barry on a weekly basis to keep us abreast of what's really going on in the Holy Land. And of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly realize the media here in the United States is tightly controlled by just a few major corporations, and of course they've infiltrated our conservative and Christian liberal movements to keep the American people from really understanding what's going on, who's running things, and where America, indeed the whole world, is headed. But Barry has a unique perspective, which we always find challenging and informing. So with that as a background, Barry Shamish, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Did you see my article?
No, I didn't. And did you send it to me yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Well, would you mind sending it again? Well, no, it may have come later in the day. I haven't finished my emails this morning. It could be there at the bottom.
This show is actually real useful in sorting out material and putting it in my head in some sort of straightforward manner. I mean, what the article discusses is something that we have been discussing for 2 weeks, and it turns out, again, without tooting my horn, but I was right 2 weeks ago about Ehud Barak, Defense Minister Barak's plans for Judea and Samaria. And the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, of course, had a document released to Haaretz magazine, to Yediot Ahronot, a very long 178-page document about their plans for Judea and Samaria. And the country is in an absolute uproar over this.
Well, explain to our listeners what's going on.
Well, yes, that's coming up.
Okay.
housing freeze. The Army is sending a full force of bodyguards with the police to thoroughly suppress the so-called settlers of Judea and Samaria. They're going to block their cell phones because, you know, when people's houses are destroyed, they call their friends, and they won't be able to. Now, this is a big one. They're going to hire private surveillance planes to keep thorough. Well, they're going to watch for any sort of building. And building, I repeat, is not constructing a new home. It's building. You add a gazebo, you add a bathroom, you repair your roof, nothing is allowed, nothing. Now, this is the easy part, because they are going to come and destroy, demolish all outposts. Again, an outpost is really, it's sometimes a few tents. Just as often, it's a town that's been in operation for 20 years with sewers and roads and whatever. They're going to be, in come the bulldozers. Okay, they're going to be bulldozed. And, well, I mean, it just comes down to a declaration of civil war against the majority of Israelis who never wanted Ehud Barak in their cabinet.
Now, well, I think it's important for people to understand that, I mean, 20 years ago, while the government was encouraging people to move into these settlements to form these new towns, and Judea and Samaria is simply a suburb of the rest of Israel is being used as simply the place that Israelis live, and it's traditionally always been Jewish land, and certainly these people were encouraged to build their homes there. Now, because of pressure from Washington, D.C., which is supposedly controlled by the Zionists, it's not at all, but supposedly controlled by the Zionists, now they're going to wipe out all of these Jewish communities. Just doesn't make any sense. Why does Washington, D.C. want to wipe out these communities? They promised the Jews peace if they just simply, you know, forced the settlers out of Gaza, which they did, and that came to be used as a base for lobbing missiles into Israel. Why would they think that clearing Judea or Samaria and turning it over to the Arabs would be any different? But you pick up the story.
Well, the story is why Netanyahu is letting Ehud Barak cause a civil war in Israel. Now, Barak, of course, is the head of the armed forces. But Netanyahu, the buck stops at Barak for the use of the IDF. He gives the orders, but Netanyahu gives the orders to Barak. And without Netanyahu, this IDF plan, it would never have been written if the Prime Minister didn't know about it. Such a really horrific and nationally dangerous plan would never, ever have been formulated. And what my article was about is what Ehud Barak has over Benjamin Netanyahu.
What does he have over him?
Well, he's got a couple of beauties. Now, I've kept this quiet for a long time. There were reasons, but I'm not going to stay quiet while Barak is going to run ramshot over Israel. And literally, you can flip a coin whether this settlers' plan is going to demolish houses or it's going to demolish Israel. It can go either way. Now, when it comes to Barak, just so you know, oops, I hear music.
You hear music, which means we're going to be taking a break. Our guest this morning, Barry Samuelson. You're going to hear information here. You're not going to hear elsewhere. But Israel's on the verge of civil war.
Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about the tragedy that's unfolding in Israel today, and the fact that the Defense Minister, Barak, has laid out a plan to destroy the settlements, just go in and wipe them out, and of course, this is creating tremendous dissension among the Israeli people, and of course, will the Israeli army simply carry out the orders as they're ordered to, or will the Israeli army, members of the Israeli army, stand up for Israel and say, we're not going to carry out your orders? So go right ahead. What does Barak have on Netanyahu so that Netanyahu will go ahead with this destructive plan which will tear Israel asunder?
Yeah, well, first of all, don't think that the leaders of the IDF are going to send settlers in. They've got their own forces who just despise the religious, and they'll have no problem whatsoever in carrying out orders. Just understand that. The army is not going to rebel. It's hand-picked police units. This is not the Army of Israel. They have divisions where they check they give them psychological tests and make sure that they have no sympathy whatsoever for the religious. So don't wait for the army to rebel. What you've got with Barak is, we have to go back to 1976 to the Entebbe attack, where Benjamin Netanyahu's brother Yoni was the only Israeli soldier to die in that attack. Now, for years, I've received, well, you know what, only two reports, but I got them years ago one was at a Rabin conference. It doesn't matter where, but two mothers told me their sons were at Entebbe, and they said that Yoni Netanyahu was not killed by Ugandans. They both told me that Yoni Netanyahu was killed by Israelis. It's all been a complete fallacy, that he bravely, running ahead of his troops, he was shot down by Ugandans, taking orders from Idi Amin, and all this, all myth. Now, hinted at this, but in 2007, Netanyahu's brother, Edo Netanyahu, just had enough of it and wrote an article, well, in Yedioth Ahronot, not quite famous. What he said was that his brother, Yoni, would, needless to say, also Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, was killed in Entebbe by Israeli fire. Now, all that is a little bit shocking. However, who was the real leader of Entebbe if it wasn't Yoni Netanyahu? This is, again, the myth. Yoni Netanyahu was brought in 2 days before the operation when it was all planned. The leader of the Sayeret Matkal infantry brigade who planned and led the attack was Ehud Barak. Now, this, again, we don't know that he pulled the trigger on Netanyahu's brother Yoni. We know that he planned the operation. And Yoni, there are political reasons, there were tremendous political reasons to get rid of Yoni Netanyahu. He was a handsome leader of the right, and the Labour Party was flat in his face in 76, and in fact was defeated by Menachem Begin the next year. There were reasons to kill Yoni Netanyahu. But let's take the minimalist point of view that it was an accident, that friendly fire killed him by accident was all a terrible mistake. Nonetheless, why did the army make up the myth story? Why didn't they just say the truth? That's what the IDF is famous for. Ehud Barak killed Yoni Netanyahu either by design or by accident, but Ehud Barak was, in fact, the leader of the Sayeret Matkal, and there should have been an investigation. The army, when you have a terrible tragedy like this, investigates. Instead of an investigation, they made up a lie. Now, just keep in mind that Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, Edo, was not the only Netanyahu who knew how his brother died. Benjamin Netanyahu must have had the same information. Why would he appoint his brother's killer as his defense minister? Now, I don't have the answer of why, but I can fairly certainly say that Netanyahu does not want to be the next brother killed. He is, in fact, living in fear of Ehud Barak and what he did to his brother Yoni. All right, that's summing it up. Point one.
Okay, fine.
I wouldn't call fine. To Israelis who believe that Entebbe was an attack planned and led by Yoni Netanyahu, who was killed by Ugandans, and have been living with this myth for 30 years, it's not exactly fine. But this is something you should know, that the head of the Labour Party should never have been in the government. The Israeli people voted right, religious. Nobody wanted Labour in the government. That wasn't what the election said last time. And yet Netanyahu brought, again, I'm going to use the word his brother's murderer. We don't know about that, but certainly his brother's killer, we do know about that now, into his government. And that has got to, well, just send chills down Bibi Netanyahu's spine, knowing who his defense minister is and what he did to his brother. I wouldn't call that fine. Are we there?
You go ahead with the story.
All right. Now, the next is I wrote the article, I'm getting the results, so I more or less know. Ehud Barak the Prime Minister of Israel from 1999 to 2001. This, of course, was the, well, it was pre-9/11. He was the Prime Minister of the days leading up to 9/11. Now, you may not think that is important. In fact, this is the biggest secret that Israel is withholding from its people. And it's a beauty. Ehud Barak, well, I'll prove it to you without saying it. 9/11 was exposed, literally exposed, by Larry Silverstein. Larry Silverstein owned the 99-year lease on the World Trade Center. After 9/11, he got double indemnity. He got $7 billion for the Trade Center falling down. It was a terrific day for him. Now, at 5:20 in the afternoon of 9/11, September 11, 2001, Larry Silverstein, in the shadow of the smoldering Twin Towers, pulls Building 7 to the ground. And he announced it on TV. He said, well, there was a fire in there, and we decided to pull Building 7. Building 7 went down in a perfectly controlled demolition. It went down from the top to the bottom in a straight line. And by the way, if you just blow up a building, it's going to, the bricks will land 200 yards away. I mean, it'll be a mess. How did Larry Silverstein know that a building was rigged with demolition explosives? How did he know that? And, well, that mistake conclusively tells us Larry Silverstein was in on the plot, that a building that should have taken many weeks to rig was already rigged. And he said so, and he brought the building down. How did he know his building was filled with perfectly engineered explosives to bring building 7, 47 stories tall, down on the day of 9/11. Now, this, what happened, if you want the background, Building 7 was rigged with explosives because it was going to be hit by a plane. Flight 93, United Airways Flight 93, unfortunately, was held up. It was brought down in Pennsylvania. And the plane that was supposed to knock it down never arrived. Now, with fire marshals snooping around 9/11, that building had to be dealt with before evidence of sabotage was discovered. And at 5:20 in the afternoon of 9/11, Larry Silverstein brought down Building 7, and that's the key to knowing that this was an internal operation.
Well, you know, I think if anybody doubts what Barry's saying, I hope they'll go to my website, and there under other videos, there's a link to a Building 7 coming down, and watch it come down a few times. Realize, when you do a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is take out the central support so that the roof caves in the middle, and that way the building will collapse inward. Watch Building 7 come down first. What happens is the central supports are gone. You'll see the center of the building begin to collapse, and then the entire base goes down, and the building falls at the speed of gravity as the base of the building is simply exploded. It's a typical controlled demolition, and if they brought down Building 7 that way, then that explains why the Twin Towers came down having nothing to do with the planes hitting them. That was one incident. The second incident was the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers. And we can be sure of that because some of the people who've actually talked about that, Jimmy Walters, who spent millions of dollars running ads in New York about this, convinced the people of New York it was a controlled demolition. His life was repeatedly threatened. He's living and hiding in Europe. Mike Rupert, who wrote about that in his book, Crossing the Rubicon, they tried to poison, and he's living in hiding in Canada today. Americans living in hiding because of threats on their lives because they talked about the controlled demolition of those two buildings. Go right ahead.
Well, not many people are talking about the Israeli side, and we're going to continue. It gets more and more Israeli. Remember, Ehud Barak was prime minister in 2001, from 1999 to 2001. Silverstein was a tremendous supporter of removing the Jews from the Gaza Strip. He supported financially Ariel Sharon. That, again, all of this is in the article that I wrote. But it doesn't end with Silverstein, who gave away the ship. And this is what I can't understand. Why don't the police sit him down and say, how did you know your building would go down in a controlled demolition?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I understand. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come and speak to their group. So you go right ahead.
Sure. The latest book filled with this information is The Compromised Land. It's available at www.lulu.com. There's a search box. You double-click books, and you write in my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish, and that'll take you to the books. And by the way, to download them to your computer is like $5. Very reasonable. My website is barrychamish.com. And if you want my DVDs, which are not sold on Lulu, you give me a call, and I'll talk to you. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's go on to the story of Ehud Barak as Prime Minister, 99 to 2001. The next World Trade Center beneficiary was the very proud Mossad agent. His name was Frank Lowy. He was born in Australia, moved to Israel in 52, joined the Mossad, and then, just like Larry Silverstein, 6 weeks before the tragedy, he took out an insurance policy on the floor space of the World Trade Center. Frank Lowy owned 450,000 square feet of sales space inside the World Trade Center. And for this, he was rewarded with $500 million when the Trade Center went down. Lucky Frank Lowy, Mossad agent, with Larry Silverstein, just celebrated the removal of the towers with $500 million. Now here is where Ehud Barak, I believe, was personally involved in the destruction. The whole operation also went to Washington, but let's just say 9/11. In the late 80s, the Likud party had two chief accountants. One was Ehud Olmert, who took over as prime minister from Sharon. I need not remind you. And the other was someone named Menachem Atzmon. Both were charged with and convicted of massive graft and corruption. Olmert never went to prison. Atzmon did. From 96 to 99, he sat in prison, for financial shenanigans. When he was released, apparently as a reward for his silence, Menachem Atzmon he became the CEO of the security company, the name of which and the connections to are in my article. By the way, that article should be up at barrychamish.com within a day or two. Menachem Atzmon became CEO of the security company that guarded Logan and Newark airports. He was personally in charge of everything to do with visas and screenings and cargo. Without Menachem Atzmon, no terrorists or anybody, whoever did 9/11, nobody would have got on a plane. Without his security company, 9/11 couldn't have happened. It physically could not have happened. There was too much security at Logan and Newark airports. But it did happen, and Menachem Atzmon's company, which, by the way, was sued by several passengers and thrown out of court, But nonetheless, when he left prison, Ehud Barak was the prime minister. And Menachem Atzmon was given a very, very favorable job for those who plotted and planned 9/11. Now, Bush was in charge of America. The younger Bush was in charge of America. It was his administration on September 11th of 2001. And there's a new administration in town who knows that Israel's defense minister is incredibly indictable over this crime. Now, let's not say that 9/11 was an Israeli plot. It wasn't. The American Air Force stood down. The government stood up. There was tremendous collusion with the American regime. Whether the shadow government or whether the open government, that's not for me to decide. In fact, somebody in America should have stood up and actually decided what went on, because the story doesn't make sense. And the story was exposed by Building 47 falling in a controlled demolition, and that Larry Silverstein gave the order to pull it down. All of this should have been exposed. But Ehud Barak, and again, the Israeli people knew nothing, absolutely nothing, and they certainly wouldn't have approved of it. Not to mention the 400 dead Jews in the World Trade Center. No Israeli would kill 400 Jews. But the Labor Party of Israel, and that's the party of something called the Sabbateans, and we won't dive into that today. They don't have a heart. This is something that's just not understood. If Netanyahu dares defy Obama, the goods they have on his defense minister will probably demolish Israel just as completely as the IDF are planning to do so within the next 2 weeks.
And you're thinking within 2 weeks they're going to start moving in the bulldozers?
No, they're thinking that. That's their date.
Okay, and actually start just taking down these homes people have lived in for 20 years without compensation. They'll be homeless and forced into destitution in Israel.
Yeah, that's, again, their plan. That's their date. And, again, the report is out for anyone to read.
Isn't Israel in an uproar over this? Aren't the Israeli people furious?
Yes. Yes. You're, again, on the verge of a civil war there. And, well, it's certainly not being reported here. The only thing that will be reported is when the civil war starts or when Israel falls. This report that made it out is not being reported by the American media.
All right. Hang on there, Barry. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program. Not a very happy program for Christmas, but it's important to know the truth.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round. With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Freedom Network. Barry, this is the last segment, so you pick up the rest of the story.
Well, I'm just going to have to go way back in history to 1933 when the head of the Labor Party, Chaim Weizmann, remember Barack, Ehud Barak is head of the Labor Party. Chaim Weizmann cut a deal with the Nazis. It was called the Transfer Agreement. In that deal, the Jewish Agency, which he had to take over, and we'll explain that he did, would stop all boycotts of the Nazis worldwide, would support the Nazis financially. It's a complicated agreement, but in short, in return for the, well, really, the deal between the labor Zionists and the Nazis, Germany would ban all Jewish organizations but labor Zionism. In 1932, there were 250 major organizations, Jewish organizations in Germany. In 1934, only one remained, that was labor Zionism. They had camps to get German Jews trained to be Zionists, doctors becoming farmers and so forth. And in short, it wouldn't have worked because within Zionism, there was what was then called revisionist Zionists. The, supposedly the Likud are them, but that's gone. That the days when there was a moral opposition have just been destroyed by Netanyahu. What it comes down to is that they had to get the good Zionists out of the Jewish agency or out of the government. And the negotiator with the Nazis of the transfer agreement, his name was Chaim Arlozorov, was murdered in on the beaches of Tel Aviv. The revisionists were false, just like the Rabin murder. The revisionists were falsely blamed for it, using the same tactics that a coup from labor murdered Yitzhak Rabin, and they blamed the settlers. The same thing happened in 1933. There was a World Zionist Conference in Prague that year where the revisionist Zionists were thrown out of the Jewish agency or the government, and Weizmann went ahead with his transfer agreement with the Nazis. In 1936, Chaim Weizmann addressed the World Jewish Congress, the World Zionist Congress. I believe it was in Switzerland, Basel. And he said the following words. He said, "Perhaps only 2 million Jews will survive the upcoming Holocaust, but they will be strong and good for Israel. The rest will be consigned to the ash pit of history." That's a direct quote. Chaim Weizmann knew the Holocaust was taking place and the Jews of Eastern Europe would be the primary victims. They were 95% religious. They wiped out the religious Jews of Israel. The labor to start a country a new Jewish state based on Sabbateanism, which I'm not going to dive into today. But Chaim Weizmann, head of the Labor Party, knew all about the upcoming Holocaust. And Ehud Barak, head of the Labor Party today, and the defense minister, knew all about 9/11. And he planned it. And I'm saying that now, and I don't have the piece of paper in front of me with his name, Ehud Barak, planner of 9/11. But during his administration, 9/11 was planned, and the Israelis involved were vital to that awful, awful plot working.
And basically what you are saying, Barry, is that there was a Jewish element who was actually helping Adolf Hitler, and they wanted the Holocaust. So this Jewish group could be there while a number of Jews were killed, so that the remaining Jews would be willing to go to Israel to establish this new country. Is that it?
No, I'm saying they were wiping out the religious opposition and
right,
letting the Nazis do it.
All right, fine.
How much time do we have left?
You have just about 2 minutes.
Then we won't go on. Let's just repeat my details. If you want my books, you go to Lulu, L-U-L-U .com. You double-click the search box. You go to books, and you write my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. The books will be at your house in a week, or you can download them that day for $5. My website is www.barrychamish.com. And if you want my DVDs or to invite me to speak, I'd love to come back to Denver. I haven't been there in a couple of years. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. I think it was better to use the time to plug than... Then we've come full circle. There is more. There is much more, but we've come full circle.
Well, I want you to tell our listeners where they can learn about the transfer agreement. This is key to understanding everything.
Well, the transfer agreement is in my book. It's called Israel Betrayed.
But there is another book where you got the
interview. Oh, Edwin Black's book, The Transfer Agreement.
Who did?
As well. Edwin Black, he was a very, very noted journalist, wrote a book called The Transfer Agreement in 400 pages. It's more than thoroughly covered.
And I think it's so vitally important to understand that this whole thing was planned, the Holocaust certainly, with the full consent of the labor Zionists. Until people
and with
understand
something
that,
called the Sabbateans,
right,
which Black doesn't cover and I do.
Okay. Well, Barry, we're just about out of time. Thanks very much. Beautiful presentation. We're living in very dangerous times as far as the state of Israel is concerned, and it's going to be frightening to see what happens in the next several months. Anyway, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll look forward as well. Bye.
All best. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning take this opportunity to remind area drivers that the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety, caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, and if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. 303-659-1087. Mention this holiday reminder for fast service. That's A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, as Barry tells this story, you have to understand that there is a component of within the Jewish religion that hates the traditional, the truly religious Jews. And basically, there is this division. They wanted to kill them. Why would Jews want to kill Jews? Why? Because the Sabbateans are Luciferian. And until you understand there are Luciferian organizations within the world, nothing going on makes sense. The fact that we're planning on going to war with Iran doesn't make any sense. The fact that we are sending almost a quarter of a million men, that's almost 100,000 troops and 150,000 contractors, to Afghanistan to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda doesn't make any sense. The fact that we are intentionally destroying the economy of our country. There's plenty of money out there, but the large banks won't lend. The small banks are being encouraged not to lend because they want to bring down our economy. Doesn't make any sense unless you understand the spiritual forces at work. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD at our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's why you certainly need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, and because you'll begin to understand the forces of organized evil that exist. Now, why is this important? Well, certainly it's important because when you understand this, you understand there must be a God. The story of the Bible is true. You're seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And, of course, this is what sustains me, is a realization that the biblical story is true, that God certainly did come to earth as a man to actually to be raised and crucified and then to rise again. But this is in payment for my sin. And, of course, Christ died for everyone out there if they'll simply accept the fact that he is Lord. And, Chris, that's why Christmas season is so important. The reason for the Christmas season is because Jesus Christ came to earth to die for our sin. And the more I study, the longer I live, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of men. The story, as we've been told, when the Bible is accurate, we are living in truly prophetic times. If you have not yet watched the DVDs we have on the Final Countdown, or read Pastor Billy Crone's book, The Final Countdown, or listened to his DVD, Countdown Armageddon, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But remember the reason for this season, for the Christmas season, and that is the birth and crucifixion and death, but the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not a theory, it's not simply a historical fact, it's a reality, and this whole story is being played out today. in the things we talk about here at Radio Liberty, I hope a knowledge and understanding of what's taking place will increase your faith and help you to prepare for the difficult times that lie ahead. But we have that wonderful promise that our Lord is coming again, that we have the promise of eternal life if we accept his promise and his gift of salvation. Have a wonderful and merry Christmas, and we'll be with you next week. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts.